Well, today it gives me a great pleasure to interview and talk with, of all people, my son, who is now in Thailand. You know, it's funny, the two of us, actually the whole family, we're very travel-oriented. You know, I mean, we've gone from Cologne, Germany to Rome. We've gone from St. Petersburg to Barcelona. We go to Manila. We go, you know, and you have a real bent towards travel. Just like your father, you know, when I grew up, I traveled over Australia and Tasmania and so on. But the point is, we've always had an appreciation for different cultures and different lifestyles. So welcome, Mark Jurok, to the channel.
Well, thank you. I always describe that traveling is like a bug or an illness, and I got it from my papa.
Well, the funny thing isn't just travel, though, like, because I used to be president of a real estate construction company in Taiwan, of all places. And you are in Thailand now for the last 2 years, and you have a hotel which you call the Jurok Hotel, very innovative, without the H, Jurok Hotel, in Pattaya. But you also, you never forgotten your real estate roots, because, I mean, for some 10 years, you were a realtor in Vancouver. And when we did our land rush shows, we used to have shows with 500-700 people. You were running those shows. You were always speaking at them. So you grew up with real estate in your mouth.
I was raised in a real estate office.
But anyways, you have a certified international property specialist designation. You're part of the National Association of Realtors in the United States. And you're an honorary member of the Arctic Brotherhood. You have to tell me what the heck that is.
Alaska. In Skagway.
And you also have had a bent, like our whole family, towards Star Wars. So Are you any troopers going on in Thailand?
I have 3 Star Wars uniforms here in Thailand.
Well, I asked for it. Well, look, the interesting thing is that Thailand is a dream country for so many people. We're all in the rat race in North America, and there's no doubt about it. It seems to get more difficult. And then I see you, I see you look happier than ever. I mean, I swear you look 10 years younger. So, you know, you're losing weight and you're enjoying the sunshine and all that. But one of the things is that you're being asked a lot on, can actually anybody own real estate in Thailand? And a lot of the Asian countries, there are some different rules. So can a foreigner legally own a condo in Thailand?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I retired my Canadian license in real estate 2 Januaries ago. So that's coming up 3 years now. And, but like you're saying, being raised in a real estate office, you can take the boy out of real estate, but you can't take real estate out of the boy. And I got really lit up on something here in Thailand. And that was the 100% foreign ownership, I guess, was the catalyst to it all. There's a big thing, you know, foreign buyers can't even buy in Canada right now, or it's very limited
right.
at that.
No, it's forbidden. Residential is forbidden. They extended it to January 2027.
Yeah, so a foreigner can buy here, but there was a structure where 51% of that has to be owned by Thai, and you own 49%. And the workaround was that the Thai would transfer their shares to you, and you own 100% of the shares, making you the director. Means nothing can be done without your signature. And if, God forbid, something happens to you, that has to go to your heirs in North America, wherever that may be. And so that kind of turns a lot of people off. But
yeah, it sounds complicated. Yeah,
it is, right? And certainly that's the way with land sales and house sales. But in the condo market, all the buildings here, certainly the new ones, the building itself, the complex, is 51% put aside for Thai ownership. But 49% of that is 100% foreign ownership, not a lease. It's a freehold, fee simple, 100% ownership.
So I can own my own condo if I wanted to.
Yeah, and then the other thing is the buy-in. And so certainly there's units under 60,000. I'll talk in Canadian.
Excuse me.
You know, but around 60,000.
That's a doorknob in Vancouver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a presentation where I show a 10th floor unit with an ocean view that is $135,000. It's $285 a square foot. And you should see the sunset out of there. It's not a $1 million sunset. It's a multi-million dollar sunset. And you have that almost every day.
And is this Canadian dollars or US dollars?
Canadian dollars.
I mean, that's another big difference. Well, so what's the process then now as a foreigner? What do I have to pay ca all cash, or how does it work?
So there's not really any sort of financing here. You could call it financing on the pre-sales where they have a structure of payments. And so you would put a certain amount down. If say if it was $1.5 million bat property, that's about 60,000 Canadian. You would probably put about 5,000 down, and they'd expect 10 to 15 to 20%, depending on their structure, every quarter until it was built or until it was paid off. So that's one way of doing it. It's not really a financing though, in the
Yeah,
true
but let's
sense.
face it. I mean, if you can buy something for $100,000, everybody will have that as cash. So I could buy it
Sure.
outright, right? I
Well,
buy it outright and I get a title to.
that's what, yeah, you buy it outright. You have the title, you have the full titles. Like with anything, you could do it yourself, but would you really transfer your home without a lawyer in Canada? I have a team now here where I have a legal team. My business, I call her business manager. My business manager, her name's ma'am, like, yes, ma'am. And she does everything for me, including the real estate transactions, my licenses, my visa, all that. It's nice to have a one-stop shop and someone I trust.
Well, that's important, you know. Well, but you have now 2 years under your belt running a hotel. What does about 36 rooms? So, and it's
Well, in
more.
3 years, I've had a bar, and I don't drink anymore. I've had a nine-room guest house. Now we have a small hotel. I'm very proud of it. We have a 18-bed hostel inside the hotel, and I'm sitting in a restaurant, which I've been desperately trying to open, but I'm not going to open it until I have it just right.
Well, particular restaurants, as you know, that's my background, and you buy yourself a full-time job. But let's just stay with the real estate for a while. Now, you know, we have a big thing here with Airbnb. It's just a disaster. You know, the short-term rentals have literally been killing the market. You know, we got this week Taylor Swift come to town to expect 500,000 people, and hotels charging $900 a night. You know, and there's no short-term rentals available. That would really do well. But could I use my Thai condo for an Airbnb?
Absolutely. And so Airbnb is the same, not the same as in BC where they've just really have gone to town on it. Airbnb here in 2018 actually got sued by the Hotel Association here for unfair practices and nightly rentals and the competition, and they won. So what's that put is all the little hotels and anything else has to have a minimum 1 month rental. And so that's the legal way of doing it. Saying that, the 1 month rentals are producing income. This is one of the most visited places on earth. Bangkok is the most visited city on earth. And in 2019, there was 40 million tourists here. This year, we got up to 30 million. So we're not even back yet, and we are busy, let me
That's
tell you.
post-COVID, you mean? Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember.
And last weekend was the fireworks here. We had 500,000 people on the beach. It was crazy. They had five nations, 2 nights. It's really something. It's the unofficial start to the high season. And the next day was 23 Celsius. You could really feel winter's chill coming in.
Yeah, winter's chill. Let me tell you about winter's chill. What can I say? 2 degrees. But okay, so you're here though. There's, you know, like all Asian countries, not everything is always above the table. What are the penalties for illegal short-term rentals?
So if you really have one unit, they're not really going to come after you, but they are teams out there hunting the illegal units. There's just so many of them. But the penalties would be a pretty hefty fine. And I think if you're a repeat offender, I've seen it with work permits here, and I have a full work permit. I'm all legal here. I'm a by the book guy anyways. And but maybe your immigration status is going to be affected. To a lot of people, to get blacklisted from coming to Thailand would be like the
So
absolute
the
worst thing.
illegal use would be if I rented it out shorter than a month. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I gotta rent
that would
it.
be, if you rent it less than a month, it's illegal. Unless you have a hotel license, is of course the fine print.
Okay, then. So how can I legally rent out my condo in Thailand?
Oh, so there are property management companies here for sure, but the big one would be Airbnb. There's even listings on booking.com for that for monthly rentals as well, but Airbnb would be the big one. And so I have like I said, I have a team going now, and we also have an Airbnb manager who's managing units in Bangkok and Pattaya now. And it's going, this is what really got me going was if you put 60, so I worked the number at 75,000, but the condos we actually looked at, our new buildings in Bangkok and Pattaya, were $60,000 Canadian. But they were renting in Airbnb and they were netting between 6 and 8% on a net cap rate. And you know that was $600 to $800, and so I put the math into having that in your savings account, which is a whopping 1.15%. It's about $75 a month you make on that, having your money in a Canadian bank or in a GIC, whether that's in your TFSA or in your RRSP, is 3 to 3.5% depending on your term. And you know you're doubling that or even tripling depending what you have. Now you know these units do come furnished and whatnot, but I would say you
Well,
elevate
hold it just a minute.
your
Hold it
unit.
just a minute. You're telling me the $60,000 units and they're fully furnished.
Fully furnished. You should see the buildings here. The amenities are unreal. There's one of the buildings we looked at in Bangkok, the amenities were about 300 meters long, and the left side was a pool that would equal any resort in anywhere. And the right side was shared workspaces, a gym. I was like a Gold's Gym. It's a huge gym.
Yeah, they're
And there
really,
was a
really into amenities. No,
oh,
all the
movie
hotels.
theater,
Great.
golf
Everybody has
simulator.
big pools, and yeah.
And so then there
So,
was another pool on the roof.
are there any taxes or fees if I rent out my condo? My first of all, I can
So,
maybe go there myself for a couple of months a year, and when it's
yeah, you
really
could. Well,
snowing
yeah,
here, I can do that.
absolutely.
Yeah, I
It's your
can use it.
place. You could use it on your own. In terms of Thai taxation, you're looking at your profits, and they're really going to go after if you're really making big bank. But your minimum Thai tax is 3%. And if you have, say, 10 units and you're really doing well, you'll be topping out at 15%. So it's 3 to 15%.
Well, that
In
sounds
terms of
like
co
Nirvana for
oh,
anybody in
you're
Canada. That's
I can get better. The maintenance fee on a unit, and I can send this out to people as well. So I have a breakdown on a this one is a 60,000 approximately dollar Canadian unit. The maintenance fee on that is approximately 15,000 Thai baht. That is $500 Canadian. It's paid yearly, not monthly.
Jesus.
So
Well, okay, so I decided to do it, and maybe how far, if I wanted to be a nice location and say I had a 1,000 square foot unit, 180,000, $200,000 would buy me that.
oh, certainly.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
I could have some really nice, but how do I find tenants for such a condo?
so now there is yearly tenants that are here, but you'll be earning Airbnb, you're earning probably about 30 to 70% more. And the company that's with me, we're really concentrating on 1 to 6 month rentals. So it is like having a long-term tenant, so to speak. There are many expats here. There's over 2 million. And there's a lot of people here that just will never leave.
Well, you're already there quite a bit longer than you had originally planned. So, listen, are there any additional costs of owning a condo in Thailand that are, let's say, different there than here, or?
So we talked about the maintenance. When you buy a new condo here, they have, and it must be for lack of a better translation, it's called the sinking fund. And it
Yeah.
doesn't mean in case the
Same here.
building sinks.
No, same here. We have a sinking fund.
It's like to have an instant contingency fund.
Right.
And that is a one-time fee. And that is equal, in my case, that is about $500 on that $60,000 unit. And so that instantly gives them a buffer for those repairs, like the depreciation or a special levy in Canada. This is just a way that when strata's open in Canada, they have no money, they have no contingency, they have to build that. And here it's like an instant one.
Well, it's kind of amazing, $60,000. I mean, I used to do world cruises with my wife. 3 months world cruise, that was $60,000, you know, and then you have nothing left when you come back. So, okay, so, but could I manage such a rental properly remotely? Say I live in Vancouver or live outside of Thailand. How do I manage it?
So that is really the key. I'm registering my new company. I'm now called Own Thailand Now, and so that is really something we want to deal with. Is not only the Airbnb, if there's people in there, is maybe getting it ready when you come back to it, and having multiple units in these complexes we've targeted will be there all the time at any rate. And so one thing for sure with the Airbnb and having verified tenants, you can do that on Airbnb clients, is that you're there all the time anyways, and you're getting it clean and you're inspecting it. And with the long term, you'd be doing staged inspections at any rate.
Well, the interesting thing is, first of all, I want to make it clear that we're not giving any advice of what any of the listeners or any of the viewers should do. We're just
Sure.
sharing an opinion. You know, you have an
A
opinion.
case
This,
study.
yeah, a case study, but you're sharing an opinion as to what's possible, what isn't possible from your perspective. But whatever
Yeah.
you do in the end, you need the expert advice of a serious tax advisor or lawyer or so on. And I'm sure that there are some risks. What are the risks of investing in a condo for rental purposes in Thailand?
Oh, for sure. Maybe some things that would be different than back in Canada. The currency fluctuation. The Thai baht actually got strong a little while ago, was surprised everybody. And so that could put a dent in things. But here in Thailand, we do have a strong economy. There's no, you know, we border Myanmar. They're in a vicious civil war between six factions. There's nothing like that here at all. You know, there was a tsunami here 15 years ago, but these
Yeah.
are sort of extraneous circumstances. If you're illegal and you get busted, yeah, that's bad, right?
Well, and that's the point, you know, it's saying you like to do things above board, and that's the way to do it, right? I mean,
Yeah.
the place is a beautiful place, but it's also Asia, and many countries in Asia, as you know, your mom, my wife, is from the Philippines, and she as a background, her great grandfather was Chinese, so we have traveled all through the Philippines and traveled all through Asia. And one thing comes back: there's more corruption there than there is in Canada. Although, when you take a look at
For
that, we are
sure.
paying almost 60% in taxes just on flipping taxes. I wonder whether that couldn't be called corruption. But anyways, the point is, you have to have somebody on your side that has done it all himself, and you've been there a while to know the good and the bad and the ugly.
And I'll be straight up with you too. Like Vietnam, I love that country. It is a communist country through and through, but it's the most capitalist country I've ever been to. Would I buy real estate there? No way,
Yeah.
right? They could just take that, seize it, no problem.
Yeah.
Cambodia's so poor. Love that country too. The history there is fantastic. But you know, there are some real nightmare stories that have come out of Cambodia. Let alone the corruption. There are shakedowns where people are looking for protection money and this kind of thing. You know, nightmare stuff. And when you do look at anyone talking about investing in real estate in Southeast Asia, of course, Hong Kong and Singapore come up. Well, Hong Kong, $5,500 a square foot. You know, you really got to be renting that place out big to make any sort of money out. And Singapore, beautiful city. God, I think it's the cleanest city on earth.
Yeah.
You know, I was on a bus in Singapore. I opened a Coke and everyone turned around like I shot a gun off or something. I was whoa. So I just drank it. Go, 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 go. So, but everyone buys in. Like that's the rules. Don't open anything in the bus. So, but here in
that,
Thailand, they
yeah.
have rule of law here. And the bureaucracy here, you know, yesterday I got a new bank card because my other one had cracked in half. And they still fill in stuff in by hand on paper. Of course they have computers and they're not 50 years ago. But I love that. And some people are like, what the hell? I'm going to scan this and do this. And yeah, that's North America talking,
Yeah.
right? Things are different here. The people are kind. but resilient. And it's just chill here. I have a guy in my hotel right now who thinks the end of the world is coming, and he says this is the chill place to see it out. What a thing. But I'm the happiest I've been. I do what I love the most is meeting people, and I hope a lot of people on here. I hope there's a lot of new people.
Hi.
And I hope there's a lot of people that have met me in our conferences and through the great stuff we've done.
So if you want to get a hold of Mark, there's all of his description is underneath in the description page, and we'll put his email there, and I won't put his phone number there, but his email is there, and his web information is there. Go talk to him directly, and he can send you some information. If you listen to us on our podcast, just go to ozbuzz.ca, click on podcast, and you can send me a message, and you can send a message that I'll pass on to him. Oh, thank you very much, Mark. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
Thank you so much. I'll say kap kun kap, which is thank you in Thai. And really, you can find me at Mark Turok on WhatsApp and all the platforms.
Ah, yeah, so that's WhatsApp. So how's that? At Mark Jorok?
At Mark Turok, Mark with a C, or Facebook, or I'm happy
Yeah.
to reach you at
Or
any way.
markjorok@gmail, right? So, but
Yeah,
that'll all be in the description.
mark@turok.com.
Okay, well, thank you. Very interesting. We now did Dubai, we did Florida, we did Texas, we did Hawaii, and now we had Thailand.
Around the world. Thank you very much.
Take care.